Let's be seated. I wish we could pray. The Lord bless you, choir. I see the Lord is speaking already. Some of the things that the Lord has laid upon my heart, I just see the one that led the prayer, she also began to talk about that, the voice of the Lord. I was here praying, over the weekend, and God gave me a prayer that I pray seriously, and it's about the voice of the Lord. May the voice of God swallow the voices of men. Amen. You don't understand. I pray for someone as I pray for this church. Men have spoken their own. I don't know what men have spoken about you. And you know, most times the voices of men are evil. They don't want good for you. They speak evil. They speak deceit. They speak negative things. As the Lord lives, upon whose altar I stand, every voice of men about you, negative, evil, may God speak to swallow the voices of men in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever men have spoken about this church that is not the voice of God, as the God lives, the one that owns his church, he will send his voice, he will speak, and that will swallow the voices of men in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes. The voice of men, I know that scripture very well, Psalm 29. It breaks cedars of Lebanon. This morning, we are continuing in the message that I started last week. And which is also the theme for the year. I customarily, at the beginning of the year, I will do series of teachings to anchor the theme, the word that the Lord has given us for the year, so that men are left with the Holy Spirit to help them to run with it. So you have a clear understanding. It's good to have understanding. And then on the basis of that, you can journey with the Holy Spirit for the rest of the year. Pursue, overtake, and recover all. That will be part two. I know there will still be part three. I don't know whether part four will come, but at least part three is even ready, as I'm going to part two this morning. Praise the Lord. Gracious Lord, speak to the hearts of men this morning and open their eyes. Let them hear your voice alone. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. The book of 1 Samuel. I welcome everybody here this morning, especially those that are here for the first time. May the Lord bless you because you have come. Later, we're going to recognize our first-timers this morning. So I'm going to go to the message straight because there's not much time again. The book of 1 Samuel, I'm not going to read everything like we did last week. I have read the 31 verses in that chapter, 1 Samuel chapter 30. But for this morning, let's look at verses 5 and 6. 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verses chapter 30, not chapter 3. 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verses 5 and 6. Okay. And David's two wives, Ahinoam, the Jezreelite, and Abigail, the widow of Nabal, the Carmelite, had been taken captive. Now David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Amen. Somebody here this morning will be strengthened in Jehovah. Amen. You know the background story. Last week, a lady foundation, I told you the circumstances that led to David seeking, call it asylum, in among the Philistines. Somebody hated him. Somebody didn't want the purpose of God to come to pass in his life. And he became his enemy and was pursuing him everywhere. And was just seeking wherever they would grant him asylum. And eventually, thank God that some people, maybe it might apply to some people here, thank God that you didn't come to seek asylum in Afghanistan. You come to America to seek asylum. But he went to seek asylum among the Philistines. And Philistines, they are the enemies of the people of God. I'm sure everybody knows that. So like I said last week, just a quick recap. At times, may you not go to the camp of your enemy to seek for help. He went to a wrong place to seek for help. Well, he went there. They granted him asylum. They gave him a city, go stay in Ziklag. And he stayed there. And he had 600 men that were his men that were with him. Praise the Lord. Now, the Philistines were now planning to go and fight the Israelites. And as an asylee, he needed to seek the favor of his benefactor. They granted him help. And they were going to fight his own people. Remember that as of this time, David had been ordained. I need to move fast. There's not much time. But for sake of those who are not here last week. Now, here is somebody that has been ordained. You are going to be king over these people. And is now partnering with an enemy to go and fight his people. And so, but God intervened. When you are about to take a wrong step, Jehovah will intervene for you. You will not take wrong steps. That would have been suicidal. Come on. You were ordained to be a king over these people. So anyway, God now did something. You see, the providence of God. God now entered the hearts of the generals, the commanders of the Philistines army. Now, no, we cannot trust this guy. So it was God. I see that as the act of God to prevent him from fighting his people, as if that was not enough. So they said, okay, we don't want you to go to battle. Go back. So they discharged him. By the time he got back home to Ziklag, the enemy had struck again. Now, there are certain things that will come like an evil, like a negative thing, but it's meant for good.
Amen.
It could be happening to the church. It could be happening to the nation. It could be happening to an individual. God is doing something. Every weed in the field, in the garden of your life, Jehovah will approach them. Whatever is strong in your foundation, Jehovah will take it away in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, may God visit the foundation of your lives. He will visit the foundation of his church also. So he sent another enemy, the Amalekites, and they set the place on fire. And they took away. Meanwhile, while they went to the battlefield, with the strong men, their wives, their children were left behind. So, but when this other enemy came, the Amalekites also, they are enemies. They burned the city and they carried as captives the wives, the children, and the elderly people that were left behind. There was no man. So when the Amalekites came, there was no resistance. Nobody to fight them. So easily, they just took the people as captives. Now, David, God also did another thing. He sent a message to, he was sending a signal to David that you are not supposed to be in the enemy's territory. It's high time you went back to Judah. Because it made them to destroy the place so that it wouldn't be habitable again. They set the place on fire. Why are you here? Go back to Judah, where you belong. So that was the recap of what I did last week. So by the time they came back to Ziklag, the journey from the battlefield where they went with the Philistines back to Ziklag was 3 days' journey. It was 50 miles, the distance. And it took them 3 days. Now imagine that they've been walking, trekking for 3 days. It's normal that they were weary. They were tired. And by the time they got back home, they met another crisis. So the Amalekites had captured everyone. They didn't kill them. Thank God for that. Because the hand of God is at work. So they only enslaved them. They took them away as slaves. And when David and his men returned, they were shocked. They were stunned, realizing that their families had been taken captives. So they were overwhelmed. They wept. All that, everything that is of treasure, everything treasurable, everything important to you that the enemy has stolen shall be restored to you this year. Of course, people's wives, people's children, these are treasures. This will bring problem, burden in their hearts, trouble. They were overwhelmed. It is overwhelming enough for people's belongings, things that are treasurable, valuable, precious. They wept to the point of exhaustion. They were totally exhausted. They could not weep no more. That would not be your portion in Jesus' name. I pray for you this morning. Everyone that wants you to weep, they will be disappointed in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every enemy of his church, people that think we'll be going to be weeping in this church and they are doing evil, they will be disappointed. Amen. As the Lord lives. So they were exhausted, overwhelmed, stressed, angry. And David, the leader, was not spared. The enemy didn't just take away the wives of others. Even the wives of David were taken as captives. All the men grieved. You will not grieve in the name of the Lord Jesus. Your children will not bring grief of heart to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. They were flooded with thoughts of their families being abused. Can you imagine? You got home, you didn't meet your wife, your children. All sort of thoughts will be running your mind. What are those captors? What are they doing with my wife? Are they abusing them? All of these things will trouble any man. They were grieved. They were troubled. They were thinking so many things were going through their minds. They became hostile. And they began to direct their hostility towards David. They were threatening to stone him. Leadership is not an easy thing. People love to criticize. I wish you are there. And you know how this thing is. They directed their aggression, their hostility to their leader. So many things. Something happened in this church one day. Somebody, I'm sure Dikini remember this. Somebody had something to do with Dikini. He promised him was going to visit, or he didn't visit, or whatever. There were issues. Now, I had nothing, I had no idea about it. I was just asking him, why are you not coming to church? What is it? He said, this person, your minister, this. And he said, he thought I was the one that probably made him not to come, that I told him not to come. Jesus, I know me. What is my own? In fact, I did not even know about that discussion. And that's the way people just direct everything. What you don't know anything about, they direct it to you. They become angry. They begin to say things they say. Except God is not alive. Every evil mouth, God will shut them up. Amen. And that was it. They were, of course, David too was, he was a victim of this. His wives were taken away also. But they were threatening to stone him. David was under a terrible strain. He had to bear not only the distress of losing his wives, but he also had to bear the pressure of another crisis that is brewing among his people. Enemy has struck, taking their wives away. Now they came and they began to fight their leader. They said they were going to kill him because he was the leader. So David was under another pressure crisis. The threat of his men against his life. And that you saw, that was the focus. That's the focus this morning. Crisis. People, his own people, they rose up against him. That's why leadership positions are lonely. You are on your own. You know, as a leader, you are leading them. You back them. You are leading in the front. You are on your own. The people at the back, they can still be interacting. They can be talking, gisting as you are leading them. But you as a leader, you are just on your own. Leadership is lonely, especially pastoral, among others. In this situation, what choices do David have? Very limited. Is he going to turn back to the people that were planning to stone him? His choice was just one: to seek the face of the Lord for strength, for guidance. How am I going to deal with this? They have come, enemies have come. They have taken away all our flock. By the way, remember, it's not only their wives that were taken away. All their properties. And of course, you know that wealth is measured by cattle and sheep and all those things in those days. That's all they have. So all the flocks of animals were taken away. All their wives, children, everything that is treasurable, precious, valuable, taken away by the enemy. And now, as if that is not enough, They said they would kill their leader because he made them to lose their wives, right? Was this his fault? Well, the leader bears the blame. Even though he too is suffering. He's human. So he saw the face of the Lord, that only God can strengthen me in this situation. Only God can guide me on what to do. I pray that God will help leaders to reconnect with God. Whether leader of the church, leader of departments, whatever department. Your department may be facing crisis. Your family, the place of work, business. So David had to take an immediate action. So he called on the priest, Abiathar. He said, bring the ephod so that we can seek the face of God. So the priest arrived and David sought the face of God. He prayed. He reconnected with God. Remember, he too has made mistakes. Leaders make mistakes. Because leaders are human. He had made a mistake. He found himself, of course, I've explained that. Where he found himself, in the camp of the enemy. So he saw the face of God. And that's why I said, look, this year, even before you begin to pursue anything, why don't you pursue reconnection with God? Your relationship with God. That's where you get guidance. When you are lonely, when you are by yourself, when everybody has deserted you, when they begin to speak negative things and evil things, run, lies from the pit of hell. And that's why God will arise and silence them. Amen. Anyone that is trying to discredit you or to discredit me, God will disappoint them. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So he saw the face of God. He called the priest that let's seek the face of God to know what to do in this situation. So people of God, he saw the face of God and God answered. What were the questions that he asked God? He said, should I pursue and will I recover? Two things. He said, should I pursue and would I recover? He wanted direction, instruction, guidance. And that's not enough. What else? What else? What else? God bless that one that said assurance. IK, God bless you and my boy. Assurance. That's the word I'm looking for. Assurance. Will I recover? So he has received guidance. But he said, look, it's not just to pursue. Why will I waste my time if I'm not going to recover? So he sought for assurance. Remember this, workers this morning. What was the focus? That you stand on the promises of God. The assurance. God has spoken. He has told you, yes, this is not going to be a wasted effort. Your efforts this year will not be wasted. Amen. Every effort you make at good things this year, it shall be rewarded. Amen. Because that's the essence. You're making effort. You want to go to school. After school, are you going to get a job? Oh, yeah. Haven't you seen people that they've done some training, after that nothing came out of it? Am I lying? Oh, come on. So you need God. Assurance. Lord, tell me also. It's not just so. When you are asking God, you must know the strategy, have understanding. Should I do this? And thereafter, what is going to happen, Lord? Am I going to get a job? Is this your direction for me? May you not receive the permissive will of God. So he sought for assurance. Will I recover? Because it will have amounted to a wasted effort if I pursue and I do not recover. And God answered both in the affirmative that yes, pursue, you will recover. Because that will encourage him. You need encouragement. You need assurance. A guarantee that yes, this is not going to be a wasted effort. You will not embark on wasted effort this year in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, this is a lesson for us on prayer, on seeking the Lord during bitter and painful trials. When you are going through a trial, when you are going through a painful experience, take it to God in prayer. Take it to God in prayer. The loss of his family. David was facing the loss of his properties and of his family. And then he was having his close friends, they turned against him. May your friends not turn against you. I've seen friends that have become enemies. People that were seen to be friends before, now they have become enemies. I don't know whether it's happening to you. Close friends turn against him. He faced a most bitter and trying period of his life. Trying period of his life. Imagine losing your entire family and then later, for whatever reason, having all of your friends turn against you. Many of us too will deal with such situations in life. Bitter trials confront us. We suffer trials just as David did. You will not lose any loved one in the name of the Lord Jesus. But it does happen in life. When someone loses a loved one, there will be grief. There will be pain. There will be emptiness. You feel that is life worth living again? Everything looks gloomy and empty because you suffered a loss. Loneliness. I'm not going to see this person again. We walk through life, we experience a time when a friend or a neighbor, a brother, sister in the church, brother in the church, relative, they become upset and they turn against you and they become opposers. Jehovah will destroy every opposition to the advancement of this church in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those that stand on your way, those that are opposing you, God will take them away for you. I said, God will remove every opposition in the name of Jesus. We face it in life, friends, neighbors, colleagues at work. They don't just want to see your face. They just hate your accent. They hate your face. They don't like you. Whatever it is that made them to hate you, may God fight for you. I said, God will fight for you. In the family, in the church, wherever people have arisen and they stand in opposition to me, to you, God will take them away in the name of the Lord Jesus. It is the word of God. So at times when we face situations like this, going through trials, people in your family standing against, I don't know, whether in the family, you have experienced that everybody is just opposing you. They are just against you for no reason. In the church, it happens. It results in emotional problems. David this time around, he had headache. It could lead to depression. Headaches, whether physical or emotional. But the answer to such bitter and painful trials is prayer. Seeking the face of God for strength to bear the trials. You are alone, especially if you're a leader. is always a lonely position. But will you seek God in such times? Will you ask for strength from him? For everyone this year, I pray, strength will arise for you. Strength will arise for me in the name of Jesus to bear whatever you are dealing with in the church. Strength will arise for me and my wife in the name of Jesus to deal with the bitter, painful friends, and coming against you, turning against you. God will help us to overcome all the trials. Prayer, that's what, when we ask, he said we should ask. If we ask, God gives us strength. God may not take it over, may not take away the cup, but gives you the grace to deal with it. It's not every problem that God will take away immediately, because that problem has a way of strengthening you. He permitted it, the challenge, the issue you are dealing with. But you need grace, you need strength, you need courage. And only this comes from God. So if we ask, God gives strength. If we seek, we will find. If we knock, it will be open. Will you knock on the doors of heaven? It will be opened unto you. And that is the promise of God. Say, ask, you shall be given. Will you ask God this morning, this year, even as you are about to pursue? He said in Isaiah 65 and verse number 24, Isaiah 65 verse 24, and it shall come to pass that before you call, I will answer. If you will call on him this year, he will answer you. He said, while you still speak, I will hear. Everyone that will speak to God this year, he will answer you. He will hear you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is a song. It says, are you weary? Are you heavy hearted? We can sing that song prayerfully as I wrap up this ministration. This is where I'm stopping this morning. Last week, we are still talking about pursuing. But before we even begin to pursue, there are certain lessons we need to learn, because it can happen to you. If the media will help us with that song, are you weary? Are you heavy hearted? Tell it to church. Rise up, let's sing together and we pray. One, two, go. Are you weary? Are you heavy hearted? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Are you grieving over joy's departed? Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. He's a friend that's well known. You know that such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus. You don't know that song? Do you know it? Anybody knows it? Some don't know it. Hallelujah. Okay. Since you don't know it, let's sing the last stanza. It says, now there's so many. It says, do the tears flow down your? Let's look at stanza two. Stanza two. Do the tears flow down your cheeks unbidden? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Have you seen that torment's eyes are hidden? Tell it to Jesus. Jesus. Hello. Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. He's a friend, that's well known. You've no other such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus alone. Are you troubled at the thought of dying? Give me the last stanza and then we pray. Are you troubled at the thought of dying? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. For Christ's coming kingdom, are you signed? Tell it to Jesus alone. All he's saying that whatever you are dealing with, there's no friend like Jesus. Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus alone. Lift up your voices and tell it to Jesus. Are you facing bitter trials? I wish these people would pray this morning. I wish you would tell it to Jesus alone. I wish you would not murmur, but you will speak to God this morning. I wish that you will consider and examine and look inwards. Things that you are dealing with that have brought pain to your heart. Is it your marriage? Is it your children? Have you lost treasures? Have you lost valuable things? Have you lost a loved one? What is it that has brought pain? What is it that is overwhelming that you are dealing with, people of God? Will you pray this morning? David was facing a crisis. What crisis are you facing? Have your friends turned against you? Have the old family members turned against you? Are they speaking evil about you? Are they destroying themselves thinking they are destroying you? Tell it to Jesus. Have the voices of men, have you been listening, hearing the voices of men? Oh, may you hear the voice of God this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus, whatever the pain, whatever the trial, whatever the challenge, whatever the overwhelming situation, even as you speak to the ears of Jesus this morning.